Trump signals use of military to reverse Biden border crisis with mass deportation. By Randy Clark on November 18, 2024. President-elect Donald J. Trump is sending a clear message that military troops will be part of his border security plan and play a role in mass deportation operations promised during his campaign. On Monday, Trump confirmed this on his Truth Social platform by retruthing a post by Tom Fitton, president of the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch, indicating Trump would use the military to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation program. Trump responded on Truth Social with a one-word answer, true. Fitton's original post alluded to reports that the president's administration would be prepared to declare a state of emergency as part of his border security plans, including a plan for wide-scale deportations. During a September press conference at Trump National Golf Course in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, Trump told attendees, "We're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country, and we're going to start with Springfield and Aurora." According to a source within CBP who is not authorized to speak to the media, the groundwork for such a plan to succeed has already taken shape in the form of actions by the Mexican government that have reduced border crossings significantly during the election year. The source says the actions that have all but eliminated the large-scale use of the northbound Mexican freight train system known as La Bestia or the Beast will make it possible to utilize hundreds of frontline Border Patrol agents to assist in the operation. The military has a history of augmenting frontline Border Patrol agents when the agency cannot organically meet mission requirements dictated by the president. In 2006, President George W. Bush sent a contingent of 6,000 Army National Guard soldiers to the southwest border to help agents cope with a surge in migrant crossings as part of a nearly $2 billion border security plan. The soldiers were sent to Border Patrol stations between San Diego, California, and Brownsville, Texas, and performed a wide range of duties that augmented Bush's border security plan. The troops were withdrawn gradually as newly hired Border Patrol agents arrived from the agency's training academy as part of the Bush administration's plan to reduce migrant entries. The soldiers performed support duties that some uniformed Border Patrol agents were forced to carry out due to staffing shortages. In some areas, the troops were deployed at listening and observation posts to serve as field force multipliers. The CBP source tells Breitbart, Texas, the troops could be deployed to perform a similar function supporting border security efforts in a mass deportation operation. "We may not see U.S. soldiers in large cities helping ICE agents round up undocumented aliens," the source explained. "What you might see is a large contingent of Border Patrol agents supporting ICE while soldiers keep a lid on what is going on in border cities." The source says obtaining Border Patrol volunteers for Trump's plan to begin a mass deportation operation in large metropolitan areas is not going to be difficult. "Our agents have suffered through 4 years of an open border and are looking forward to undoing the damage done. If that means moving throughout the country to get the job done, most say they are ready," the source emphasized. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClark.